This is Akashvani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will arrive in Gujarat this evening on a three-day visit. During his visit, the Prime Minister will attend several events, including the Somnath Swabhiman Parv. The four-day Somnath Swabhiman Parv, celebrating the enduring spirit of the Somnath Temple, began on Thursday at the coastal town of Veravel in Gir Somnath district. This parv marks 1,000 years since Mahmud of Ghazni's invasion of the Somnath Temple in the year 1026 and 75 years since its post-independence restoration in 1951. Upon his arrival this evening, the Prime Minister will participate in the ongoing 72-hour continuous Omkar mantra chanting, a spiritual exercise involving thousands of Rishi Kumars. Later, he will witness a spectacular mega drone show by 3,000 drones at the temple premises, which will narrate the saga of the temple's repeated resurrection. The state government has ensured elaborate arrangements, including grand lighting and enhanced facilities for the pilgrims. Chief Justice of India, Justice Suryakant, said that lawyers should adopt modern technologies as the use of these technologies is rapidly increasing in the judiciary due to the changing nature of crimes. The Chief Justice was addressing judicial officers and lawyers at a felicitation ceremony organized by the Hansi Bar Association at the local judicial complex yesterday. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Mansukh Mandavia said that the pivotal role of country's youth is essential in shaping the nation's future. Addressing the inaugural ceremony of Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 in New Delhi today, Mr. Mandavia said the dialogue encourages the young leaders to contribute solutions in areas such as technology, entrepreneurship, governance, sustainability, and social development. The minister said, dialogue is a process to identify talent and creativity of youth for building a Viksit Bharat by 2047. Speaking on the occasion, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval urged the youth to develop decision-making ability to become a leader of developed India in the future. In a social media post today, Mr. Modi expressed his eagerness to engage with the nation's youth at the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue. The Prime Minister will participate in the concluding session of the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 on Monday to commemorate the birth anniversary of Swami Vivekananda in New Delhi. Home Minister Amit Shah stressed that self-reliance is pivotal for the nation to emerge as a global powerhouse. He was addressing the National Convention of the Maheshwari community in Jodhpur today. Mr. Shah highlighted that the use of indigenous products will make the country self-sufficient and self-reliant. He also emphasized the importance of promoting native language. He said that youth should learn and speak other languages as well, but must never forget their mother tongue. The 53rd edition of the New Delhi World Book Fair 2026 opened today in the national capital. The nine-day book fair brings together over 1,000 publishers from more than 35 countries. The event was inaugurated by Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan. The theme of the book fair this year is Indian Military History, Valor and Wisdom at 75. World leaders have condemned Iran's violent crackdown on protesters as nationwide demonstrations continue to flare up across the country. In a joint statement, the foreign ministers of Australia, Canada, and the European Union lauded the bravery displayed by the citizens of Iran and urged the regime to stop using lethal force and respect the right to peaceful protest. Protests have spread across several regions, promoting heavy deployment of security forces. Iran has also imposed a nationwide internet shutdown, with connectivity reduced to about 1%. Federal Chancellor of Germany, Friedrich Merz, will be on a two-day visit to India from the 12th of this month. During the Gujarat leg of his visit, Mr. Merz will pay homage at Sabarmati Ashram and later participate in the International Kite Festival, reflecting the cultural ties between the two countries. Mr. Merz will also hold delegation-level talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi at Mahatma Mandir. The government rebutted an article published by newspaper The Economic Times, which claimed that food business licensing and regulatory approvals have stalled due to issues within the Food Safety and Standards Authority of India, FSSAI. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.